At this time, if we could have our children come up for the children's message. Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, wow, very vocal. I like it. How's everyone doing?
Good.
That's right, we are good. All right. Well, today's children's message is called, The Children of God. Now, you know, parents... I know you all have parents, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They do a lot of things, don't they?
Yeah.
Do they just sit on the back porch and relax and say, kids, do whatever you want. Yeah. Don't bother me. That's right. You're right, though. Sometimes we do. Trust me. There are moments where, like, children, just do your thing. Let us breathe, right? No, but seriously, though, I know parents do a lot, right? They do so much for you. I mean, I think as parents, that's pretty much our hobby. It really is. It's you guys. It really is. That's our hobby. That's what we do. That's what consumes us. You know, every day we wake up in the morning and we say, what can we do for the kids? You know, what can we do to help them? And as parents, that's what we do. That's what we're called to do, to take care of you guys, right? So I see many pictures here from to show you, but today... Now, what is this one thing that the parents do for you? What is that? They help you?
Draw.
Oh, they help you draw? Kind of. They help you... They help you study. I know this child is... He's drawing some letters. Actually, you don't draw letters. You write letters, right? Parents help you, right? Has your parents ever helped you with homework?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No.
It's because you're too smart, Phoenix. I know. But for the... For the normal kids like me, I teach my kids. Well, my wife does that a lot. I'm not as teacher minded with the academics, but my wife does that a lot. But you know, we always help our kids with their homework because when they come with the question, they say, "Dad, Mom, I don't get this question," and you say, "No, you don't tell them. Go figure it out. You go and you help them." And I think this is another scary time. What about this one? What do your parents do right here?
Help Phoenix. You ride a bike.
Help you ride a bike. Do they say to you, "Oh, you know what, we're just going to take off your training wheels and you do it yourself"? That's a scary thing, right, to do bicycling without your parents' help, right? But, you know, as you get older and even now, there are times in life where, what's happening to the daughter right here? How is she feeling? Yes?
Sad.
Sad. What is the dad trying to do? Help and comfort her, maybe with some words of advice, or it's going to be okay. If you need anything, you know, dads are always here for you, right? They are. If you ever need anything, dads are always here for you. But today, you know, as we look at our gospel text, it says, "Let the little children come to me," Jesus said. And I know this is a little pixelated, but we see this Jesus, right, having all the children come to him. Now, you know, the Father, as we look at this picture... This is what our true Father God does for us. You know, all of our parents, they help us in so many different ways. But like children, we need our parents' help, right? Don't you? You can't become smart without your parents' help. You can't ride your bike without your parents' help. You can't have breakfast without your parents' help. And when you're sad, you need your parents there to help you out. But most importantly, you know, when we talk about our true Father, our perfect Father, who's always there for us, he gives us the greatest help. Because we, as children... need God's help. We're helpless, right? We need God's help. Do you know that? Do you know that you need God's help?
No.
At times we say no, right? But at the end of the day, we do because of our... Oh, good.
Study?
You answered me without even asking, Emily. Very good. Because of our sin, right? Like, we're so helpless because of our sin. We're weak because of our sin. No matter how strong we think we are, we're like children. We say, "Father, I need your help. I need Jesus. In my sin, I confess my sins. I tell you my sins. And there, O Lord, I ask for your forgiveness that is found in Jesus." And our good Father does that very thing, right? He gives you Jesus. And he dies on the cross for your sins. In our helplessness, Jesus is there to help you by shedding his body and blood so that all of your sins are forgiven and that you have life. That's what it means to be a child of God. It means to say, Lord, I need your help because you are the only one who helps me. That is giving me the body and blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of my sin. And that, my friends, is the life of faith. God is always there for you. You know, we talk about it in Bible study. He will never leave you. He's always there. He's always there for you through Jesus Christ alone. Let us pray. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for these children, and we pray that you may bless them in your holy name. Lord, we know that you are the greatest help, the one who gives us Jesus in our helplessness. Lord, bless these children to lead them in the faith, knowing full well that everything comes from you, that their help comes in the name of the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. Lord, lead them and guard them against all the dangers of this world, of the flesh and temptation. Give them, O Lord, your peace. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.